Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
How would you like to grant a dream this morning?
I would love that.
Yeah. We're doing I Have a Dream entries all year long. You can go write one at kidnation.com. Let us know what your dream is. Uh-huh. This year, Al has a dream to climb a mountain.
Yes, I do, and I will.
A small mountain.
Small mountain in a very unmountainous area.
And your dream could be as big or as little as you deem necessary.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
We'll try and help you.
As long as it's your dream, we will try to make it happen. But this one is really cool. Because we could be helping a potential American hero.
God bless America.
Yeah. You guys want to hear the letter we received? It's really cool.
Please.
Kelly, will you read it?
Yes. My dream is to become an Olympian.
What?
Well, how are we going to help with that?
Yeah.
I'm on the USA women's skeleton team. I train full time and live at home to save money in the off season. We are self-funded athletes, and this road to gold is not a cheap one. I spend over $10,000 out of pocket each season.
Wow.
But I find a way to do it because I know I have what it takes. It has not been easy, but after every failure and setback, I've come back stronger and better than before.
Go.
In the world of sports, nothing is for sure, but I know what I want. I want to be part of the USA Olympic team. If I keep training, competing, and improving, I know I will get there. My dream, because I'm like, how are we going to help?
Yeah,
I
right.
can't work out for her. I don't know.
Well, we're not athletic enough to help
this
her.
This is it. My dream is for you guys to share my GoFundMe page so that I can spend less time stressing about funds and focus that energy on training instead.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for your time. Go Team USA!
Go Team USA!
Go USA! USA!
That is from my Kelly spirit animal. She spells it also with an I-E, Kelly Delka.
Hi, Kelly!
Hi.
Hey.
Look at you. We're talking to a real
you
Team USA skeleton.
You sound like
member.
An Olympian.
Now, Kelly, you have to explain. I'm not really familiar. What is a skeleton team?
It's the scary stuff.
There's the things that hang up in the doctor's office.
Tell it.
No, Al, it's not the thing, not the,
tell
the bones.
Tell us, Kelly.
Okay, so more people know about bobsledding,
right.
I feel like. And then you have luge, which is feet first.
Hmm.
And skeletons head first.
You're crazy. That's
yeah.
so scary.
Yeah, it's individually, right? You have yes. you run and jump on the sled head first.
Yes.
How fast do you go on average, Kelly?
About average, probably 80 miles an hour. You can get up to over 90 on certain tracks.
So if you crash head first, your head could literally end up in your
you're
butt.
You're done.
Oh, yeah.
it's not too bad. I mean, you just get, like, a lot of gnarly bruises.
Oh, my God.
How long have you been doing this?
This is my fourth tour. I just got back from Europe, so I'm currently in Park City training right now.
Oh, great.
Whoa.
Okay, so you train and you go on all sorts of tours, and then you just have to try and do, like, time trials to make the team?
Yes.
So you,
yeah, every year we have team trials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this will be the first time you've actually tried out for the Olympics when the Winter Olympics come around?
It's really not like a tryout for the team. You kind of go on tours, and every tour, when you place, there's a point system. And then by the point rankings, of course, you want to be on World Cup.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of variables, but you have coaches' discretion, and a lot of people, there's been people from Europa Cup go all the way up to the Olympics like the same year, and it's kind of crazy.
So they're basically scouting you 24/7 is what's happening
yeah,
here. It's
like
not just
every
one
year.
To practice for this, do you just get like a piece of cardboard and go down a really sharp, steep hill?
Yeah, that first time had to be ridiculously scary.
No, I mean, like, we train on all the tracks. Like, I've hit 7 tracks, like, around the world so far this year. And during the summertime, you literally just train. You lift weights. You sprint. And my dad actually built a push track at my house to work on the start.
Can we come by and play on that?
yes. Of course, like, I always have friends and family come out all the time.
Yours is not as crazy as, like, the ones you do in competition, though, right? In your backyard?
Oh, no. So it's just, it's not like a track. It's just, like, it's about 180 feet, maybe a little bit longer.
Wow.
And you just literally jump on and go over the crest and, like, ride down.
So, obviously, you didn't do this in like, high school and college. What sports did you play prior to doing skeleton?
High school, I kind of played a little bit of everything. And then college, I went... I did track for 4 years, and I cheered for 2.
Oh.
Wow.
Dang, this is so cool. Now, we found an article that was published in 2016, so this is pretty close to what you probably spend on your sport. Your sled, between $5,000 and $9,000 every couple of years. Is that correct?
Yes, I just bought one this year.
Runners for the sled. What is that? Is that the
running boards?
The boards?
The runners are like, there's two steel rods.
The rods.
That you put in. Uh-huh.
Those are $600, three per year.
Wow.
So that's, luggage fees, about $1,000 or more a year.
You know, some airlines will let you check for free.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Just one trip for me was $600.
Jeez. Mm. Your race fees, you got to pay your own race fees and track fees. Those cost from $800 up to $1,000.
Yeah.
Your flights can be up to $3,000 because you got to go all the way to Europe, Canada, and the United States, and you compete here in the U.S.
Yes.
Housing is up to $3,000 depending on the tour. Then she also has to get rental cars and gas, roughly about $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homegirl's she wants to be an Olympic athlete, which means she got to eat. That's about $1,000.
Yeah, got to eat.
So, Kelly, you've started a GoFundMe page to just help you raise money for these expenses so you can keep traveling and competing?
Yeah.
Well, you know what we're going to do, since this is your dream, you wrote us, we are going to go ahead and share this GoFundMe page on our website at kidnation.com, Kelly.
Awesome.
Not only that,
there's more.
Yeah. So whatever Kid Nation donates from now until noon, we are going to go ahead and match up to $1,000.
Oh, okay.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We are adopting
you. That means so much.
We're adopting you as the official skeleton member of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is that noon Central Time?
Noon our time. So from now, when it's airing, until noon our time.
Noon Central, so 1 Eastern, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome. That's so awesome.
Kelly, that is so cool what you're doing, and we wish you the best of luck. You gotta keep us posted, too, on your training and how you're doing.
Yes, I will.
Come by here and show us your gold medal.
Yeah, I can come out anytime and play on the track, too. So.
Aww, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly. Well, good luck. Keep on training.
Thank you.
Go Team USA.
Let's raise that money for Kelly. Go to KidNation.com and check out her GoFundMe account. We need to raise money for that girl.
Way to go, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
USA!
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 Let's go! All right, you've been waiting all morning long. How did the conversation between Kelly Raspberry and the Britney Spears go?
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Were BFFs created?
Yay!
Of course. Mm.
Are we invited to dinner?
Of course.
Mm.
Does she hate us now?
No.
All those questions are answered when we talk to Britney Spears next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to get to that Britney Spears interview.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, from the text, Kelly Delka is an awesome person. I hope Kid Nation doesn't pass up the opportunity to help. How do we make sure you know a Kid Craddock Morning Show fan donated so you can match? We got the GoFundMe account set up. All you got to do is click. I don't know how you find out who donated or not, but
we're just going to match in this time frame.
Whatever donations coming in that time frame, we're going to match it.
We can do math, so we're going to subtract what it was from what it will be, and then we'll match it up to 1,000, right?
After the segment air, And you could take the link and post it on your Facebook if you want to spread it around and spread the word.
The more the merrier, man.
We could tell Kelly's an awesome girl. Definitely want to make that dream come true. Speaking of dreams coming true, Kelly.
We got some candles hanging from the ceiling.
We use our bodies to make our own videos. Put on my Britney Spears, we got word that she wanted to chat. And we're like, well, who wouldn't want to chat with Britney Spears?
Yeah. This has got to be good, because this is where we put the good stuff right here.
Prime time out?
This is prime time. Right. This is prime radio time. This is prime real estate right here, y'all.
Now,
downtown.
The interview was with Britney Spears, Kelly Raspberry, and me. And I thought after it was done, I was like, that was decent. I mean, I wouldn't put it top, like, it wasn't the greatest of all time.
What?
Top
100?
Top 5. But my top 5, this is what I'm getting at. My top 5 are usually live interviews. This was on the phone, so it's a little more difficult to... get that going.
It is hard to make someone like you and feel comfortable and all of that in 5 minutes.
Sure.
It is difficult. It is terribly difficult.
You can't, like, if we're in studio together, we can tell when somebody's about to talk and you know, you have the body language.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fine until I got home and I walked in the door and my wife's like, so? I'm like, what? She goes, rough interview, huh? And I'm like, what? And she goes, oh, you didn't see what Kelly posted?
Oh, but she couldn't even wait to get home.
I didn't see what Kelly posted. Awful.
Kelly did not think that went very well. So
I want to describe Kelly's body language right now. Kelly's sitting in her chair, and she is really dreading. I can tell.
She's going to distract herself on her computer.
Yeah. Feeling sick right now.
I don't
want to hear it back.
Okay, well,
I'm going to take my earbuds out.
No, you're going to listen to your interview. It's you and your idol, Britney Spears. Kelly, this is a big deal.
Now her head's in her hand.
No, Al, stop it.
You guys want to hear the interview without further ado?
Yes.
The interview with Britney Spears.
Hi, guys. I have Britney on the line.
Oh.
Britney Spears, is that you?
It is me. Hi.
Hello, Britney.
Hi, Britney. It's JC, and I got your biggest fan, Kelly Raspberry, on the phone with me right now.
Hi, Britney.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
First of all, we apologize. You called earlier, and we weren't here. There was a big confusion, so thank you so much for calling back.
There was a big problem, by the way.
Awful.
So.
Awful.
We get a text saying, Britney has called. We need you guys.
Oh.
2 hours before we were told she was calling, she called.
No way.
It was a mix-up.
We were nowhere.
This was the deal. Brittany, the reason Al and I aren't on this is because Brittany was calling at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were going to do it at another studio by where JC and Kelly live.
Yeah.
So she called 2 hours before you were going to be there.
Yeah. But the DJ that was there had a heart attack.
Well, why didn't he do it?
It's Britney Spears. Because he knew it was for the morning show. And he
could have done it. I would have been happy. I would have been like, I would have thanked. Oh, I can't believe he did that.
Well, that's the moment if you're a buddy DJ, you're like, I do this.
I would have been so relieved.
So, but they said, we're calling back at that time. We got you guys.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Before Kelly asks you a bunch of questions, Britney, I wanted to ask you something. At your Vegas show, you do that one thing where you pull the guy up on stage. I was wondering if you could give me tips on how I could do that when I go to your show.
How do you be that guy?
Yeah, what can I do to make that? What?
Didn't he just say, no, I didn't ask for, when I said earlier.
Well, it wasn't intended for myself. I might have said if I'm there, if I'm the guy and I want to get up on stage, like, what do I do? Like, if Al was asking the question,
wasn't for you.
He would ask the question. I'm probably not ever going to go to the show.
I wouldn't be ashamed of saying this for me.
I
would love to be that guy.
You meant if any guy wants to do it.
Like, what do you do to get up there?
You just said if I wanted to.
Yeah. I may have phrased it wrong because Britney Spears is on the phone and she's a big deal.
Okay.
My bad.
No big deal.
Don't throw your anger at me, Kelly.
You just lied.
Oh my God.
It was an alternative
you
fact.
You know how I'm looking at this?
You're deflecting.
You got a question out.
Yeah, I got a question out.
You're come on. A better possibility for me.
Well, that's a very, very good question. Possibly my manager. You can get in touch with my manager and he can pull you up if you know some ins and outs. I'm sorry, what is your name again?
JC.
JC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
yeah,
Kelly.
Just tell him, you know, you're JC and I'll let him know, you know, and you can come up there.
So we just made a deal.
We did.
Well, it was that easy, JC.
Yes.
Brittany, this is Kelly Raspberry, and it has been a decade or so since I've interviewed, and I hope you've forgotten the last interview because I embarrassed myself so badly. I have a problem that I talk constantly during interviews and don't let the person I love talk, so I'm going to try to control that.
It's totally fine.
But Brittany, I love you. I really do. And I was there for your opening night in Vegas, which was, a couple Christmases ago now. So you've been doing this show for so long. How do you keep it fresh? I mean, I know you have to add in new songs time to.
Where are you going, Kelly? Where are you going? Come back.
Will you ask a question, please?
You're not done with your question
Kelly,
yet.
Currently, if Come you're back. Listening in your car, Kelly is pacing the studio. She's not even sitting in front of her microphone. She can't handle it.
Oh, my God.
She has her hands over her ears.
Oh. Sit down.
Okay,
the question's not done yet.
I want to rewind and just, I want to time how long
Kelly
Kelly's
is bent over
here.
on the board right now.
I want to time how long.
You want to time it?
Yes. Hold on. Let me get my stopwatch.
Okay, let me get it back to where Kelly's.
No, don't replay it. Yes. Kelly's suffering right now.
All
right.
Okay. Kelly
we'll
loves
play it
when
back
I
for
suffer.
You. Here you go.
She loves when I suffer.
But it was that easy, JC.
Yes.
Brittany, this is Kelly Raspberry, and it has been a decade or so since I've interviewed, and I hope you've forgotten the last interview because I embarrassed myself so badly. I have a problem that I talk constantly during interviews and don't let the person I love talk,
15?
So I'm going to try to control that.
It's only time.
But Brittany, I love you. I really do. And I was there for your opening night in Vegas, which was, a couple Christmases ago mm-hmm. now. So you've been doing this show for so long. How do you keep it fresh? I mean, I know you have to add in new songs time and time again, but how do you keep it fresh every night?
Well, I love changing up the outfits. I'm very, me and the girls, we get into it, and, we have, tattoos that we play with, and we're honestly like kids in a candy store when it comes to the show. Like, we just play, and it keeps us, it keeps it fresh, and it keeps it interesting. But, yeah, I mean, and on breaks, too, we have time to, change the music and stuff like that, and it just keeps it fresh and fun, and it keeps it interesting.
Are you allowed to prank each other, or is that just completely off limits?
Prank each other? Oh, yeah. There's been a couple of pranks here lately. I mean, honestly, a lot of them are pranks. They're just some things that just kind of happen, and you're like, oh, on stage, stuff doesn't work, or you just kind of deal with it.
So, your new song "Slumber Party" with Tinashe, love it, by the way, Brittany. If you could invite four other celebrities to come have a slumber party right now, who would it be?
Four?
Yeah. I'm only giving you four, Brittany, because it's a small room.
All right. I would say, I think Miley Cyrus would be really fun. Katy Perry would be really, really fun. And I don't know, Brad Pitt, I guess, could hang out too. That would be so fun.
Why not?
I'm just playing. I'm trying to think. Who else? I like Margaret Robbie, too. I have a girl
Margot
crush
Robbie,
on her.
Too?
That's JC's crush.
Yeah.
You're mine, and Margot Robbie's is his.
We could share, Brittany.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know who just we just talked to, Brittany, and she said she was a huge fan of yours? Charlie XCX. She was going on and on about how much she loves you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
She got that boom clap song that everybody likes.
Brittany, what is your typical day like? I mean, you perform at night, but you're living, are you able to have like a normal life like everybody assumes? Or how do you function every day? What do you do? What's a normal Britney Spears day?
Well, honestly, I'm really spoiled. In fact, sometimes I drive and sometimes I don't, but, I have security that, usually takes me where I need to go. I hardly drive, as much as I would really kind of want to, mm-hmm. but when I'm doing Vegas, it's everything. It's just, I am, I guess, a little more busy than normal, and it's kind of crazy just staying on top of everything. But when I'm off, I'm mom. I'm running behind my kids, doing basketball games and football games and, being on the edge of my seat, worried about, just being a mother. And so, I live somewhat of a normal life. I mean, what is normal anyways,
Right.
But to me, it's normal. You know what I mean? So
I love your Snapchats, too. I love that you use all the bunny filters. You look really cute with them. But if you want to catch Brittany, she's got dates in March, April, and May. I'm going to try to make my way out there now that you promised me that I get to crawl on all fours on the stage here in the near future. And pick up the album Glory.
Real quickly, though, have you ever had a girl be in that position, or is it always a guy that does that little S&M thing?
Yeah, we've had girls before.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I've just always seen the guys. It's usually a celebrity up there, like a Mario Lopez or a JC, hopefully.
Yeah. Brittany's an equal opportunity crawler. That's what she does.
Brittany?
Did we get cut off?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
We thought you were gone.
All right, well, we knew we had a limited time with you, Brittany, so we know you got other things to do. We want to thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you, and hopefully, what's your fondest memory of Kelly before you go?
Oh, stop it.
My fondest memory of Kelly?
Yeah, of Kelly Raspberry.
That's me.
You make me giggle. You're very funny. And
you are so sweet. Brittany, my grandmother's maiden name was Spears, and I'm convinced we're cousins. I just have to leave you with that.
That is hilarious.
I'm going to leave you with that.
All right, so we'll see you soon then, Brittany.
I hope so.
Okay, thank you. Right.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
What's wrong with that? Kelly, that was good.
That was terrible. I was a nervous wreck.
You weren't that bad.
Awful. Awful.
Listening back, that wasn't that bad.
I don't know.
Kelly, you did fine.
That wasn't that bad at all. And Brittany sounds great, by the way.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
Like, she sounds, just the way she's
happy.
Talking, she sounds great and happy, yeah.
I literally picked up my purse and my wrap, and I walked out of the room. I said, I can't even look at anybody
right
now. I just I had to go to a banquet last night.
Kelly, we're getting a bunch of text messages saying, Kelly, that was a great interview. You did fine. You did great.
I'm so hot right now. My internal furnace is on fire.
Kelly, the blessing of the chance to say hello, you did fine.
That's from Dabby right there.
All right.
It sounded good.
I thought that was a fine interview. Yeah. And I love her answer about the sleepover that she listed off some celebrities. That was cool.
Because you get to know who she is listening to and who
that's
she wants to hang out with.
Is always getting them to, instead of saying, oh, thanks, getting them to answer.
After you got past that first initial 36-second question, then you were fine.
Look at her throwing Brad Pitt in there, though. And then she knows everybody picks up what she says and took it back.
Yeah.
See,
all right, so it'll
good.
Be another 15 years before I can do that again.
It was good. Maybe we do a weekly segment with Britney Spears and Kelly Rapp.
It's not bad at all.
This week with Britney.
It's not bad at all. I liked it.
You feel better now listening back? It didn't sound
I'm just
bad.
Glad it's over. I'm glad it's over. Thank you for the opportunity.
Al, the interview king, what would you rate that out of 10?
Interview king. I would give it an 8.
Yeah.
I would give it an 8, Kelly. You were 8? Fine. Well, okay, 7. I give it a 7.
A 7?
He's going to keep going down the more
you
question.
I don't know why you think it was so bad.
Yeah, I give it a 6.5.
Lame.
Yeah, I give it a 6.5.
I was a nervous wreck.
I started doubting myself when I saw Kelly post it. I don't know, listening back. No, it's not that bad. You did awesome.
Yeah.
It was fine, Kelly. It was fine.
No big deal.
Bless your heart.
We're like best friends with her.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. I'll accept your blessing. Thank you.
I'm sure.
I have done way worse.
True, but it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised you weren't like, I want to crawl. When she said, girl,
you don't want to do that?
Mother.
Okay, if you don't want to do it and you don't want to do it, I'll do it.
No, you
guys are crazy.
It's not that I don't want to do it. It's that going to Vegas is all expensive. Tickets are all expensive.
I'm going to be crawling around for Britney. I'll go.
Yeah.
If you don't want
it. I'm sure we
can. There
could,
you go. Jenna crawls for Britney.
I didn't know you could get her manager's phone number. I thought you just had to like show up early and be wearing something cool.
Yeah.
Or something.
It usually is the case.
That has happened before. People are spotted. Like maybe if a celebrity's not going to be there that night, somebody that goes out and scouts in the lobby.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's pretty cool. You could hear that interview back at KidNation.com later. It wasn't bad, Kelly. Were you a butt to your boyfriend the rest of the day because you thought you sucked?
No.
Okay.
He calmed me down a lot.
He did good. Thank you, Alan. Stud.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Big game this weekend, you guys.
I heard. Who's playing again?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Them dirty birds.
And the New England Patriots, who seem to be in it every freaking year. But we're going to do little guesses for the big game.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have a chance to win up to $300 to go shop at Party City. We'll let you know what some of those little guesses are next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Little guesses for the big game. We've had them up all week long at KidNation.com. And if you haven't had a chance to go there, you should do it before the big game. So you can get your big guesses in. You can win $300 to Party City.
Oh, Party City!
Several people will win $100 Party City gift cards. And if you just want to go through some of those little bets you could take, little guesses, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll run down through some of the questions that you got to answer on the website. So you can see what you got to answer there.
I'm ready. Ready. Go Falcons.
Kelly, is that who you're going for, Al?
Yeah.
Falcons?
I got to. I think I read that 56% of people in general are going for the underdog, and in this case, the underdog, the Falcons. But, yeah, I'm kind of tired. I don't have anything against New England.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of tired of seeing them win. I'm just, you know, let somebody else get in there. And Matt Ryan had a great season. Julio Jones. Let's go. Let's go and do this
thing. I really do like Julio Jones.
Let's go and do this thing, man.
But I love Tom Brady.
Well, you just love
I know everybody hates Tom Brady, but I don't know how you can hate that guy. He's funny.
Because he's so good.
He's just so good.
I think you just hate someone when they're at the top. I don't know. I can't explain it, but.
But real quick.
Yeah.
If the Patriots win on Sunday.
Okay.
It'll be their 5th championship. And Conan actually talked to Tom Brady last night and asked him if he would ever wear all 5 rings at once.
Would you ever go out on the town if you got a 5th ring and wear all 5 on your hand at the same time? Would you ever do that?
I don't think I've ever worn one.
What do? You just keep them on a shelf somewhere?
They're like in a safe and they just sit there. That's then you pull them out, you know?
And do what? What do you do? You like Gollum with the ring?
Ah, my precious.
What do you do with your ring when you whip it out?
I don't whip it out.
Okay. Liar. We're going to take that out of context.
Liar,
and you
liar.
Don't believe him?
No, remember
that girl, exactly. Ben Affleck,
nanny. He was on a private jet with Ben Affleck. Let me bring my rings and show off. She's photographed wearing all of them. He is a liar.
Well, she wore
now
them.
Definitely wanted.
He
now.
Whipped them out.
Go
oh, I never take them out. They're in a safe at home. Liar.
That's right.
Well, maybe
Kelly.
Ben Affleck asked him, "Hey, can you bring them?" So
no, he didn't.
So the nanny can wear them for a minute.
He's trying to show off her to hook her nanny.
hooker nanny. Wow.
That's like the last profession I would want my children's nanny to be.
I do wonder what the conversation was like between Tom and Giselle when he went back home after that photo leaked.
Yeah, I thought the rings were in the safe, big boy.
Yeah.
You want to see something locked up like a safe? Huh. Got something for you.
Who do you want to win, Kelly?
The Braves. The Falcons. Yes, yeah. Atlanta's team.
Yeah, you know, she's from the South.
That's who you want to win. Jenna?
Am I allowed to be indifferent?
Sure, you can do whatever you want to be.
You don't have to pick one. Just pick one for fun.
My thing is, I just want it to be a good game. I hate when the Super Bowl is a blowout. Like, I want it to just, I would love for it to just come down to the last minute. You know? So I don't care who wins. I just want it to be a nail biter.
That's how I feel, too. I want the Falcons to win.
Yeah.
But
fine, then I'll go with Patriots just because all three of you chose Atlanta. I really don't care. I just want it to be a good game.
But I think the Patriots will end up winning.
All right.
Kelly, are you ever able to name at least three players playing this weekend?
Tom Brady.
Uh-huh, that's one.
Somebody's named Jones.
Julio. we'll take it.
Julio Jones.
In fact, there's probably a couple.
Number 11 for the Falcons. Yeah.
One more.
Julian.
That's going to be a tough one.
Edelman.
Edelman.
I'm going to sound it out.
Anybody else.
Edelman.
Man?
Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman. Oh, I don't know anybody else.
Matt Ryan.
He's cute, yeah. Kelly. He's cute.
The ladies like him.
He was dating a model, though, and then his ex-girlfriend got pregnant.
Yeah.
So he's had some drama. But he's hot.
Before we go to the phones to take some calls, to take some little guesses.
Yeah.
Did you see that story? It's been on my mind. Did you see that story of the substitute teacher that got arrested?
No.
Well, which one? I mean, JC.
It was the one that...
There's always a teacher doing something.
She was, I think she was substituting for a choir class or something, and they were dancing, and she decided to do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kids had the Snapchat out, because I didn't know, you know, why
not
put it on Snapchat.
Panties?
Yeah. She was not wearing panties,
Kelly.
Oh, how
did I guess that? How did I guess that?
So she wasn't wearing panties when she did the cartwheel, her was shown.
Why would
what?
You...
And it went on Snapchat. The police ended up getting a hold of that.
Yeah.
And she was arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah, that seems like that was a little bit intentional.
You'd think?
She'll end up with a sign in her yard.
If you're wearing a dress, you're very aware of what's going on underneath.
Okay, see, I didn't know. I don't know if, like, sometimes...
No, you don't forget. Because I'm someone that, like, I won't wear underwear sometimes, but I will never put myself in a precarious situation, especially not in front of children.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ever be doing a cartwheel if I'm wearing a dress without underwear.
Yeah, that's a weirdo. Oh, but did you see what I post? I retweeted on my Twitter yesterday about a great teacher.
Mm.
He has like 30 students or something, and he has an individual handshake for each one as they go to the classroom.
Yes,
awesome.
Each student.
So cool.
And he knows each handshake. I mean, he knows them by heart.
I've got it on my Twitter. I don't know. I'm sure somebody else
posted it too. We have the clip right here.
Okay, yeah.
Play. This is so cool.
It's just a bunch of slapping and clapping. Is it anything?
It's a news story.
Oh, okay.
Started with a fourth grade student last year. She used to wait outside my door in the morning, and she would get in trouble for being late. Teacher said, "Come on, the bell's ring. I got to wait for Mr. White. I got to do a handshake." And it was so powerful, just so simple. So I decided, you know what? I want to bring that feeling to my whole entire grade, fifth grade, all 60 plus students. So this year, you know, it's been amazing. We've been able to impact them, and the relationships has been awesome. We do it so much as every day. So they may see me in the lunchroom, "Mr. White, let's do a handshake." Or recess, I'm training them to try to sit down, be on my phone. "Mr. White, time to do my handshake."
Time to do it.
So, you know, it's muscle memory at this point.
Every single student has their own.
And he nails it.
Yeah,
that's
every
amazing.
Time. And they're all cool handshakes. So you're like, oh, man, that was cool.
Like,
oh,
that
was
cool. That would put me in such a great mood walking into the classroom in the morning. It's so great.
And then I saw another clip of another lady, a teacher, who does the same thing, which is cool.
Love seeing
teachers
enjoying
it. She does the same thing with
a
handshake?
Yeah, she does the handshakes as well. I think it's spreading. So it's a good way to start your class.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I would,
more of that.
I would fail at that, too.
That was the latest episode of Good Teacher, Bad Teacher.
Yeah. We have to balance it out.
Got it. All right. Let's go to the phones here and take some little guesses for the big game.
All right.
Joel, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are y'all?
What's up, brother?
Doing all right, man.
Wake up, dude. Come on.
Yeah,
woo, it's Friday. Friday.
I'm going to have to go with the Falcons.
You going to vote for the Falcons?
Yeah, you're guessing on that?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons, man. I think the Patriots, they need to let somebody else win already.
That's right. Well, they should. They should play a little less hard to give somebody else a chance. I agree.
These are the questions you will find on the website, though, because we're not asking you who you think is going to win. These are the little questions, little guesses you're going to have. Like, Joel, who do you think is going to win the coin toss?
The Patriots.
The Patriots. You think they're going to win the coin toss.
All right. What else you got, JC?
Yeah, they're going to rig it up somehow to win.
Yes. Right, and, they're going to rig it.
Yeah, they're going to rig. You think they're going to rig it? So you think
they're
going
to deflate the coin.
All right. That's a popular guess right there. He thinks the Patriots will win the coin toss. Joel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Joel. Have a good Friday.
We'll go to Laura now. Hey, Laura.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? All right, we wanted to get your little guess for the big game.
I'm doing great. All right. I'm so excited.
Good. Right.
Now, you know Luke Bryan's going to be singing the national anthem, right?
Yes.
How long do you think it's going to take him to sing it? Do you think it's going to be over 2 minutes and 15 seconds or under 2 minutes and 15 seconds?
Over.
Over. All right.
Have they timed it on average? Is that like that the average?
The average? I guess that's the average.
And he looks like he wants to have his good time and take his time with it.
I wonder what.
I don't think he's going to do a lot of that. Riffing?
He may add the words hunting and fishing to it, though.
No,
he's not going to do that. You would get in big
trouble.
He
is a country boy, and he's going to sing it straight.
Again, these questions are up at KidNation.com if you want to make your guesses as well.
I think it's normally under, but.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Laura.
Okay.
Now we'll go to Becky. Becky with the good hair.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Becky. Do you think the score is going to be tied at halftime? That's another guess that we have here.
I'm going to go with no.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
that's
mean
a good guess.
I would think so. I don't see a tie game.
The chances of it
halftime.
Being, yeah, I think that's.
Yeah,
a good
I don't.
Guess.
I don't think it may get tied up maybe once or twice during the night, but I really don't see it happening.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win?
Who do you think's going to get it?
I am pulling for the Falcons, but I'm a little afraid the Patriots are going to take it again.
I know, right?
No, it's going to be the Falcons.
I'm pulling for the Falcons because I'm a Southern girl and they're pretty close to home. They're not super close to home, but they're pretty close.
I got you.
I'm pulling for the Falcons.
There you go, Becky.
All right.
Make sure you go to online, kidnation.com. We have all the questions. We have 10 for you to answer. They're just like the ones you just heard right now. And you could win up to $300 to Party City. And several people are going to win $100 gift cards.
Yeah, so if you get the most correct out of these little guesses about the big game, then you're going to get this big Party City gift card.
Yep.
Awesome.
And go and buy Party City if you're having a Super Bowl party. Go on by there and get some party supplies.
They have like dishes shaped like footballs there.
Dude, I may run by there today.
That's a fun party.
Seriously, yeah.
You got everything you need right there at Party City.
Yeah.
It's time for Feel Good Friday.
You feeling good, Kelly?
I feel much better now. Yes, thank you.
Everybody's saying your interview with Britney Spears was great.
Thanks.
See? Makes you feel good.
That's up at KidNation.com as well. Feel Good Friday, our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
Yes, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us those things that are making you smile going into the weekend, Kid Nation.
I'm getting a massage today.
Oh, lucky.
Oh.
I'm splurging on myself. I feel like, you know what?
Why not?
My heart deserves this body massage.
Look at Jenna meditating, get massages, relaxing herself.
Hey, it's working because I feel good.
All right, good deal.
So I'm getting a massage. I'm excited about that. Let us know what you feel good about.
I feel good because Kelly's having her Valentine's Day party for the little kids.
Yeah.
And that means I get the house all to myself.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Just for a minute.
No, dads are invited this year, JC.
No.
I'm busy. What happened? We'll take your calls next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
Happy Friday, Kid Nation.
Dang right.
Welcome to Feel Good Fridays. This is where you call us. You tell us what's making you smile going into the weekend. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got so many good text messages here.
What you got?
My son made the varsity baseball team.
Hey.
That makes me feel so good.
Yes, that's a huge deal.
This is a huge deal, too. I have nothing to do this weekend. No kids, no band concerts, no birthday parties to go to. Just a weekend of me, Netflix, and my couch.
Wow.
And that makes me feel good.
Yeah. Shout out my every weekend, and I love it.
I love sometimes just sitting
plans,
there doing nothing.
Nothing.
And Persia wrote us and said, my favorite K-pop band in the world, EXO, just announced the North American tour. I don't even have ticks yet, but I'm so excited.
Hashtag
Feel Good Friday.
I hope you get some.
I'm going to look into this K-pop
stuff. I need to. I've listened to a couple things.
After Charlie XCX told us she loves
the Korean pop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Korean pop. And J-pop, apparently, is pretty popular as well.
Might be too poppy for me.
Might be too poppy.
But I'm going to check it out.
From what I heard, they sound a lot like 90s groups, which is cool.
I'm sticking with A-pop.
All right.
America.
You're going to say Anglo.
America pop.
You like Brit pop too, Kelly. You do like Brit pop.
That Anglo pop.
C-pop, Caucasian pop.
Aryan pop.
Oh. All right. Hey, Taryn.
To the phone.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
My Feel Good Friday is that my mom helped me figure out the decision that I turned down two boys just because they asked me over text message.
Whoa, look at you. They should be calling your phone.
You need to set your standards.
That's right. Way to go, Taryn.
Yeah.
There you go.
It makes me feel good.
But let
standards.
Them know that's why you turned them down, because they won't learn their lesson.
No,
they
right.
need to be taught.
Did yeah.
You, did you tell
okay.
them that? Did you tell them that's why?
And my other Feel Good Friday is I got to talk to part-time Justin and make it through to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Aww, that's great,
we'll
sweetie.
Take that right
thank
there.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you teach boys how to treat you, but you have to let them know, this is why I'm not going out with you, because they'll just think, oh, you're just being rude and turning
yeah.
it down. You have to say, no, if you're going to ask me out,
that's
you
right.
need to pick up
like
the phone
texting.
And call me.
You're right.
I don't mind texting, but...
I don't like it.
Well, you know what, Alan? I eased up a lot on that. Alan didn't call me before he asked me out. I accepted a date by text, and that used to be a
hello,
cardinal
Alan.
Rule for me.
Wow.
Hmm. No, I just the older mean you period get, you with anyone. I like FaceTiming.
Love
oh,
FaceTime.
Really?
I want to know you're paying attention to me.
I know, but you always... I don't ever look good in FaceTime.
I look terrible. It's the only way my girlfriends and I talk to each other. And yeah. then everyone else can hear the conversation, which
I don't
is funny.
Like that.
That's how I call all my buddies now.
I
FaceTime.
Love it.
FaceTime?
Yeah, it's
so
just because you're
intimate.
Having a conversation.
Dude, FaceTime?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kelly, I was with you in L.A. that one time, and my buddy FaceTiming, and we were FaceTiming.
No.
Just walking down the street.
Dude, FaceTiming. No.
Oh, it's all good,
we're going to foul on that.
I'm secure. I'm
no.
fine. I talk to my
I
boy.
Be secure about no.
He wants to show me some cool stuff.
No.
Hey, Daniel. Oh, Danielle.
Yes, sir.
There you are. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. I hear you have some good news for us.
Yes. My son, that's a Marine, is getting to come home to visit for 10 days, and he'll be home tonight.
Yay!
Yay! Wow.
All right.
Tell your son thank you so much for his service for us.
I sure will. Thank y'all.
All right. What's his name?
His name is Gage Teague.
Gage.
Oh,
he even got a cool Marine,
a good Marine name.
Born to be a Marine.
Gage.
Look at that right there. Have a great weekend. You guys have fun together. Jenny, where are you going this weekend?
Hi. I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
We're going to, it's my birthday today. I turned 27.
Yay.
And we're planning to go to Houston for the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Now, do you have tickets, or are you just going to try to just hang out at the parties?
Yeah, I'll probably hang out at the parties.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? That's way more fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's still, yeah, that's fun.
I love
fun.
You guys.
That's a great
you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, babe.
Thank you.
Have fun, Jenny. Be careful down there. It gets nutty. From the text, my celebrity crush Jenna Owens replied to my snap, hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Nice. Did you go on a reply spree, Jenna?
Yes. Sometimes I get in these moods where I like video reply.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you guys yell at me for not replying when all you do is say hi. I read it. I like to interact on snap yeah. sometimes.
Sometimes I like to send emojis when I reply sometimes. That's my deal.
All right.
But if you yell at me that I have not replied to your snap, you'd be certain that I am definitely not going to reply to your snap.
Gotcha.
Don't scold me.
There's your Jenna Snapchat rules.
There you go.
TJ, what you got going on?
Oh, what's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
We got the U.S. men's soccer team coming to Chattanooga for the first time, and they're playing Jamaica.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. So I'm pretty sure we've got the stadium pretty much close to sold out. It's going to be crazy.
Wow.
How cool. Is it just a friendly?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's just a friendly international match.
Who's your favorite player?
Dempsey. I actually got to see him kick a PK against Puerto Rico in Nashville last year or 2 years ago.
Whoa.
So I'm hoping to see
penalty kick out.
That again.
I thought that was Possum Kingdom.
No.
All right.
TJ, have fun at the game.
We're still teaching out
soccer over here.
PK is all I can think of. Possum Kingdom.
You know TD. You need to know PK. Yeah.
TD is touchdown.
There you go. See?
I remind.
Yeah, PK.
Jamaica going up to Chattanooga to play the football.
Yeah. Hey, Brock.
Hey!
You feeling good?
Oh my God, I'm so excited!
I'm already happy we're talking to you.
What's
man.
Up, my man? What's your feel good Friday?
I listen to you guys all the time, every morning.
Thank you.
Why are you feeling good today, Brock?
Today, my friends and I just booked our house for our 10th
What?
Oh!
No!
I was so disconnected.
Oh no!
That quickly went from Feel Good Friday for Brock to oh no.
Oh no, I okay. wonder what they rented the house for.
Okay,
know.
Everybody hang up. We got to wait on Brock to
we
call.
We can't.
I want to talk to Brock.
Connection anyway. It was
Brock, call us back.
Pretty touch and go there the whole time.
Yeah. Call us back, Brock. I promise we'll put you
oh,
on.
Oh, no.
Oh, Brock.
Oh, that's
so. Sorry, I don't know why I think that's so.
Oh, wait, that now, sucks. Now I'm going to wonder all weekend.
Where are they going?
Yeah. I don't know.
Birthday?
It's somebody, you looked at a house or something, right?
A reunion?
I saw, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Him and his buddies are going to Pensacola for Gay Beach Week.
Oh,
hey. There you go. Hey.
I hope I didn't get the messages confused.
Yeah, the people are gonna be like, "Wait, what'd you say about Brock?"
I'm
Brock has a wife and kids.
Read somebody else's message. 99%
sure that I read that correctly.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure that's right, Jetta.
Oh my gosh! If that was somebody else's message, you just outed Brock.
You boys have fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Brock, call us back, man. Yeah. Oh, I feel
good.
Well, you already said now, man.
No, I'm pretty. I'm pretty sure. If all not, right. I'll do a full apology on Monday.
Just call JC. FaceTime JC and tell him. He'll be
from Pensacola, fine, please. Yeah. I want to see what's going on out there.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That was something.
We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next with Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. A lot of celebrities starring in Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you what you can look forward to on Sunday in the Showbiz Top 5.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a black fact for you, Kelly.
A Black History Month fact.
You know, it is Black History Month, right?
You might want to just call it a Black History Month
fact. They used to have these things, and that's a black fact.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1935, Kelly, back when you were just a little.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Frederick Jones, a black man, designed a portable cooling unit for trucks carrying perishable food. Now, before this, they would just keep the food cold by just putting ice in there with
the
food.
Yeah.
But this man, Frederick Jones, invented the portable cooling unit.
Is that a cooler? Nice.
It's commonly known as a PCU.
A PCU.
A portable cooling unit.
Much well, how like, that has evolved, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you had to start somewhere.
But that principle is what's used in delivering the food the Blue Apron delivers to all
that's
of
right.
us.
Right.
Because we get food delivered to our cribs courtesy of Blue Apron.
That's how it's evolved. Blue Apron just made Frederick Jones?
Frederick Jones.
Frederick Jones' invention even better.
Man, Blue Apron has turned my wife into a gourmet chef.
I'm serious.
Seriously.
It gives you so much confidence in the kitchen, doesn't it?
And now we're doing a little hack, a life hack, because we have friends coming over.
Yeah.
So since we have three meals, what we're going to do is we're going to cook two of the meals. And then that way the ladies are going to have the pasta. However, my wife doesn't like shrimp. It's a shrimp pasta.
Oh. Uh-huh.
We get the shrimp along with our burgers.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have a nice little fancy meal.
Oh, I see.
And we didn't have to go to the grocery store or anything. It was all brought to us, and it's fresh. All the ingredients are there. It's all portioned right.
And they probably think it was really expensive looking at shrimp and burgers. You know, normally these meals cost under $10 per person.
That's right. Thank you, Al.
You're welcome.
It's always good. Always good. I haven't had a bad one yet.
We do have a deal for you, Kid Nation. If you go to blueapron.com/kid, K-I-D-D, your first three meals will be free. And I'm telling you, it just takes the hassle away from going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And they go step by step with the cooking process. So your meals always come out delicious. There's no way you can go wrong. And I don't cook. And they come out tasting delicious.
So go to blueapron.com/kid, K-I-D-D.
I still got to get some knives.
Yeah, you definitely need knives,
Jenna. Yeah, it doesn't come with knives.
No.
I have one big knife.
I almost bought you knives for Christmas, but then I saw the sweatshirt idea.
Well, I was going to also, but I figured somebody else would, because
yeah.
she mentioned it so many times.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so close to a knife set.
I know. And they're expensive.
They are. Yeah. Thank you, guys, for the almost gift.
So if you just wait another 10 months,
yeah.
okay.
we got you.
Yeah. Sounds great.
You know, we'll get you for Christmas. You know, we were talking about, you guys were making fun of me because I FaceTime with my buddies now,
mm-hmm.
which yeah. I think is cool. Apparently, it's a girl thing to
it's
do.
It's a girl thing. I don't see a lot of guys FaceTiming other guys.
I see more and more dudes doing the FaceTime thing, and I think it's fine because that way you can show your boys what you're doing, who's around you. But there was a slight bro violation by our white cheddar.
Okay.
Oh, something you have drawn the line on.
Yeah. Now, this is for sure something you should not do if you're a dude.
Coming in.
Yeah, you get in here, White Cheddar, because I forgot to mention
right.
this.
Producer White Cheddar is coming in the building.
So we're at the DNCE interview.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We talked to Joe Jonas and the guys, and I had brought them gifts, and some of them had glitter. Now, if you're a dad of a little girl, you're going to have glitter on you at all times. Yeah. It just happens.
Or if you like strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Or go ahead.
Right. Well, mine is more towards my daughter's dresses.
All right.
So I had a little bit of glitter on my face. My wife is standing right there. And then we got Anna on the camera. She's got the camera. And White Cheddar.
We're about to do the interview.
Yeah. And he spots the glitter. And what did you decide to do, White Cheddar?
Well, it was one of the glitter pieces that sometimes when you turn this way, turn that way, it would disappear.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Has so, to catch the light.
Yeah. So I reached up. It was, you know, right between the halfway between the eye and the nose.
Yeah. Right by my mouth.
So I reach up and I can't wipe it.
Oh.
I'm wiping it and then
yeah,
just
dry and you can't get it off.
Again,
yeah.
My wife is right there.
So you're wiping JC's face.
I need to do a little
dab on the tongue.
Index finger across the tongue.
Oh!
And I get within like 2 inches of his face and he's like, "Bro, what are you doing? Dude,
there's people everywhere."
And I'm like, "I'm getting the glitter off your face."
And it took me that long to realize that you were doing that because
like he's really doing this.
He's really doing it. Like the licking was in slow motion. Like I could see every taste bud in his mouth.
No, it wasn't.
That's a good producer right there.
It did not dawn on me at any point that this was weird.
See, that is him looking out for you because you're
That's
about
fine.
To be on camera
sure.
interviewing a band and you have glitter on your face.
That's
he was just
producer.
Looking out.
That's
this guy
producer.
Went all the way back to his uvula and brought it all the way
to
the first tongue. Like he went all out with the licking of the finger.
He didn't.
Yeah.
That is a good producer
that makes
right
me
there.
Like a Sonny yeah. Cheddar even more because he didn't even hesitate.
Right.
He's just so comfortable in his masculinity. He didn't hesitate. He just wanted to get it done.
That's like daddy. That's daddy taking care of his kids, you know? Like
he doesn't even have kids. He doesn't even thug. Have kids and
Love.
He's taking care of you.
There you go.
See, you're a daddy to be. You meant
no.
you
no.
need
great
to be.
Paternal
no.
instinct. No, no. we've
no.
learned it's not possible.
Not anymore.
No.
I think I've scared Sonny with White Cheddar with all the baby talk that I have.
Yeah.
Like he'll never have a kid.
You well, and Nick just had a baby.
Yeah.
There's babies floating around the whole office,
yeah,
so I had to take
yeah,
it.
It's contagious.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-uh.
He
there
took care of it.
It's repellent.
So you're all good now, though, after you took care of that?
Now that, yeah.
Like all feeling good. Good, walking good?
Yeah, no soreness. Yeah, I'm good. Mm.
Did you do the underwear photo shoot?
Gracious. What?
The underwear scary? Photo shoot.
Because I've heard that it swells up.
Oh, stop.
So
no,
you get the extra nice look.
Oh my
so you
gosh.
If you do the underwear
so you're like
photo
an
shoot.
Unneutered dog?
Yeah.
What?
That's awful.
No.
So you look like
why
you're
would
hey.
You do an underwear photo shoot?
Because you're more
that's sexy?
Is there any
it's not no, it doesn't no.
Your boys are looking right.
Is there any is
you
there
seemed like it wasn't much pain, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Is there any chance of getting a twofer? Like, you know, if somebody else wants to go in on you. And like,
he tried to get JC to go in
yeah,
with him
to.
So they could do it together.
My wife said no.
Yeah. It was weird. My wife was the only woman there in the waiting room. Everyone else just drove themselves and was like.
Because they didn't tell their wives.
Yeah, right?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.